Carolyn is a brewer based in New York. Tariffs are the latest challenge in her competitive industry.
We're still growing, and we're very grateful for that, but the margins aren't wonderful.
The cost of aluminum in the last 5 years has increased by more than 30%. Grain costs 20% more, and steel is up more than 40%, and that's before tariffs.
President Trump is now threatening a 200% retaliatory tariff on European wine. Protests and arrests at Trump Tower in Manhattan today.
They're demanding the release of Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian activist detained by ICE over the weekend despite having a green card. Hundreds of demonstrators from Jewish Voice for Peace packed the building's lobby, chanting while holding signs that read, "Free Mahmoud, free Palestine, fight Nazis, not students, and you can't deport a movement." Khalil's being held in Louisiana. The government just formalized its request for a change of venue. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
CBS News has learned that President Trump is planning to invoke a wartime law dating back to 1798 to authorize the deportation of some migrants as part of his immigration crackdown. Those subject to the Alien Enemies Act would not be allowed to have a court hearing or an asylum interview, since they would be processed under an emergency wartime authority, not immigration law. The Trump Justice Department asks the U.S. Supreme Court for help that would allow enforcement of the president's executive order to end birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Ending birthright citizenship for those who are illegally in the United States was a cornerstone of Donald Trump's many executive orders, and many of those orders have been stalled by temporary or permanent injunctions.
A Waterbury, Connecticut woman is out on bail after being charged with assault, kidnapping, unlawful restraint, and cruelty to persons. Authorities say Kimberly Sullivan is accused of keeping her stepson locked in their home for more than 20 years. Waterbury Police Chief Fred Spagnolo says that 32-year-old is 5'9 and weighs only 68 pounds. He was found after starting a fire to escape.
It's really hard to talk about still. I mean, it's shuddering to think that someone would treat any person, let alone a family member or someone that was entrusted as a guardian or a parental figure in this way.
Sullivan denies any wrongdoing. A second judge orders the Trump administration to rehire thousands of fired probationary workers. A San Francisco judge called the process a sham. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. 800-460-3550. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Medical history is made in Australia.
It's one of the biggest advancements in heart transplant surgery.
This particular patient probably wouldn't have made it to a transplant. He was that sick.
Technical director Dr. Paul Jance. The device invented in Australia was used as a temporary fix. A man in his 40s was in severe heart failure. The artificial heart was used for more than 3 months until a human heart transplant could be carried out.
The size of the device now, though, is small enough to fit in a 12-year-old child.
The recipient becomes the first in the world to have an artificial heart for as long as he did, 104 days. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Look up tonight, and if not overcast, you'll catch the March 2025 blood moon, a full moon with shades of red, orange, and yellow during a total lunar eclipse. The full moon is due to pass through the shadow of Earth either late tonight or very early tomorrow morning, depending on your time zone. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, light south winds developing in the overnight with lows dropping to the lower 40s. On Friday, we'll keep it cool. upper 50s in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies, south winds gusting to 30. Showers and storms likely Friday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Can you change? mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever time it down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now. Oh, a little bit, come on.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Another dance, yeah, just the one more.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before.
But you bright enough for me all of my days.
Love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby. Just like honey to the bee, baby.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
values that you wear in high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Long ago forgotten. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me how to say.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Ghetto.
People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a running nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand, the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News immigration reporter Camille Montoya Galvez reports President Trump is planning to use a law from 1798 called the Alien Enemies Act to deport undocumented migrants.
It has been rarely invoked. One of the few times was in World War II when the government at the time used it to surveil and detain immigrants from Japan, Germany, and Italy. This would allow the government to summarily detain and deport migrants subject to the law without any of the due process protections outlined in U.S. immigration law because they would be treated as enemy aliens.
There's been a reversal from the Senate Democratic leader on the budget bill passed by the House. CBS's Erica Brown explains.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Republican spending bill a, quote, terrible option, but said the consequences of a government shutdown would be far worse.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people.
The bill needs 8 Senate Democrats to vote for it, and Schumer said each Democrat is, quote, making his or her own decision. The Trump administration is ordered to bring back about 30,000 fired probationary workers.
A federal judge in San Francisco saying the firing of probationary employees at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the Defense Department, USDA, and the Departments of Energy, Interior, and Treasury were all illegal and that those employees should be reinstated.
CBS News Justice correspondent Scott McFarlane. A twister touched down in Southern California's Pico Rivera early in the morning, as CBS News Los Angeles's Jeff Wynn tells us.
The tornado left a mess in George Rodriguez's backyard.
The tables, the chairs, the glass, the umbrella ended out over there. It just blew. I thought it was going to hit the house.
Several cars got banged up as well. A number of people say they're glad the tornado touched down as they were sleeping.
If you'd have been anywhere else, if you'd have been outside, you'd have gotten hurt.
After a scrubbed launch Wednesday, NASA and SpaceX will try again Friday to launch a crew to the International Space Station.
The mission is bringing a new crew and a capsule that will allow for the return of astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams. Space consultant Bill Harwood says an extra day or two isn't that big of a deal.
I doubt one more day is going to upset anybody.
And once the new crew does get there,
they have to show Crew 10 the ins and outs of space station operation before they get in their own Crew Dragon and return to Earth.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he won't seek an open Senate seat in Michigan next year, keeping the door open for a possible White House bid in 2028. The Michigan race now considered wide open. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs.